part of mitzvah which the Gemara says if a person does, he's saved from din gehenim, he's saved from suffering olam hazeh. And on the other hand, if a person does not do it, so he can be partially the cause of a person's demise, chas v'shalom. So the mitzvah is bikur cholim, a very important mitzvah. So what exactly are we actually supposed to be doing when we do bikur cholim? What is included in this mitzvah? And to what extent can one do bikur cholim without actually being there in person? Calling over the phone, Skype, does that count as a mitzvah of bikur cholim? So first things first, what are we trying to accomplish? So the Gemara says in the Dvarim and Daf Mem Amud Aleph that firstly, a person who's doing bikur cholim is supposed to attend to the needs of the chole. This Gemara has a story that there was a particular Talmud who was sick and the only one who went to visit him was Rabbi Akiva. And when he was there, either he or maybe other people, because he was coming, swept the floor and got everything together and took care of the needs of the household. And because of that, the person survived and he was able to recover. So the first thing is, a person is supposed to take care of the actual needs of the chol. If he needs anything that you can do. Sometimes even if a person is in a place where he's in a hospital, he's in a whole place where the whole staff is taking care of him, it's yadua that such caretakers also pay better attention and attend better to the needs of the chola when there are other people who are paying attention and asking questions or just expressing interest and showing up. So number one, to take care of the needs of the actual chola. Number two, to daven for the chola. A person who is mevaker chola is supposed to daven for the recovery of that chola. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudei Shin Lamed Hei, that a person who is mevaker chola and does not daven for the refuah of that individual is not yotze the mitzvah of bikur cholim. So a person is supposed to daven for the person he's visiting. And then finally, perhaps even most basic, a person comes and he visits a person who's not well, and he thereby expresses his interest, and he makes the person feel supported. And that in of itself is gemilas chasadim, and is can even have an impact on the health of the individual. A person feels that he has a support system. He feels that other people who care gives him chizuk, and it helps him to overcome his illness. The Gemara says that a person visits a chola, he can remove 1/60th of the illness of that person. So the Meiri says it's because of this point, when you're mechazik him, and you show him that there are other people who care, so then that gives him strength to get better. So to what extent can these things be fulfilled if you're not there in person? So simply posh it. Can you take care of the needs of the individual? Not really so well. If a person is not actually there, it's hard to actually attend to him if you're not there. Can a person daven for him? So certainly you can daven for him if you're not there. That you can do. At the same time, the tefillah Rav Adya Yosef writes in Yichav Das Gimel Pei Gimel that the tefillah is more effective if you're actually there. And this is for three possible reasons. First of all, when you actually see the condition of this person, so it's right in front of you, a person generally is more impacted by that, and you're more likely to daven seriously. Number two, the Gemara says that the Shechina is present when there's a chola. I don't know how sick you have to be. Sometimes we're sick, but only for morning Seder. So I don't know if the Shechina is there at that point, but the Shechina is present when there's a chola. So to daven in the presence of the Shechina, so that's a significant mila. So he writes, it's true that you can make a mishaberech in a minyan, and in a minyan also there's Shechina, but certainly to daven in the presence of the chol is significant. And finally, he says as follows, interesting little cheshbon. He says, based on this week's parsha, Vayishlach, so it says, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. So Yaakov specified, my brother Esav. He's very, very explicit about what he was davening for. So a person, when he davens, has to be very, very clear about what it is that he's davening for. On the other hand, we see that when Moshe davened for Miriam, Kel na refan Allah, he didn't mention her name. So many svarim write that maybe there's like an inyan not to mention the name. Sometimes the name can be connected to some sort of a din in Shemayim, which is not a positive din. So ideally, one would not mention that. How could you be very explicit what you're davening for and also not mention the name? Only one way. If you're actually in the presence of the chole, then you can daven for him in a very, very clear, explicit way without even mentioning his name. So that's another advantage for davening in the presence of the chole. So you can certainly daven if you're not there, but it's even better to daven for the chole if you are there. Can you be mechazik him if you're not there in person? Certainly you can be, but everyone knows that it's more chizuk when you're there in person. A person goes more out of his way to visit in person, and just the human contact. I know that we're in the age of texting, but still, human contact is a significant thing and means something. So lemaisa, there is a possibility for a partial kiyum of the mitzvah of bikur cholim when you're calling over the phone or in some way when you're not physically present. But certainly, the best kiyum is to go visit in person. And Moshe Feinstein writes in Yigris Moshe, in your day Aleph Veresh Chav Gimel. So he writes that you're mekayim a mitzvah if you don't go in person, but you're not yotze your chiyuv if you have the ability to go in person. If you don't have the ability to go, you're not able to go in person, so you do what you can. If you have the ability to go in person, then you're not yotze your obligation just by calling over the phone, and there would be an additional obligation to actually visit in person. Have a wonderful day, and please do stack the chairs for Shabbos, for cleaning for Shabbos.
That's a seat on the website.
That's right. That's a good one.